Welcome back to English with Lucy. Today I've got a video for you. It's a festive one, as you can tell by my mistletoe jumper. It's all about 10 festive idioms. No, they're not idioms. 10 festive phrasal verbs. If you're not watching at Christmas time, don't worry. These are phrasal verbs that can be used at any time of the year. But I thought it would be nice to give some festive context. Before we get started, I would just like to thank my sponsor of today's video. It is Lingoda, and oh my god, they have got such a treat for you with the Lingoda Language Marathon. I'm going to briefly introduce it now, but there will be full details of exactly how to enter at the end of the video. Lingoda is an online language academy. It provides lessons with real native qualified teachers. You can learn English, Spanish, French, and German, but the Language Marathon is what we want to talk about today. You can basically get 567 euros worth of language lessons, that's 1 hour every single day for 3 months, the first 3 months of January, for free. And that could take you up an entire English level. This is a completely limited offer. It closes on the 28th of January and there are very limited places. French and German are now closed, so if you want English, you need to hurry. For full information on how to enter, you can click on this time of the video here. That's when I will be explaining everything. Let's get started with the lesson. So the first festive phrasal verb is to look forward to. To look forward to. And this means to be excited or pleased about something that is going to happen. So, I am really looking forward to eating Brussels sprouts on Christmas Day. If you don't know what Brussels sprouts are, they are tiny green cabbage-like things. On any day apart from Christmas, I find them disgusting. But on Christmas Day, they are the most delicious thing known to mankind and I will eat hundreds of them. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to eating Brussels sprouts. Number two, to put up. I have already put up all of my decorations. I have already put up all of my decorations. To put up in this context means to fix something to a wall or to a post. So we put up our decorations. Number three, to put off. To put off. I regret putting off buying presents this year because now tonight I have to go and buy them all. So in this context, to put off means to postpone doing something that you don't really want to do. I love buying presents if I already have a great idea, but this year I found it so difficult to think of things to buy people. Normally I have so many ideas, but this year it's been a bit busy and I found it really difficult. So I've put off buying the presents for days and days and days, and now is literally my last chance. So after filming this video, I'm going Christmas shopping. To wrap up. Today, I'm going to talk about two meanings of to wrap up. The first one is the more obvious one. To wrap up presents. To cover presents in paper. I always wrap my presents up, separable, in brown paper and white string because I think it's really traditional and I think there's nothing more exciting than receiving a package that's in brown paper. Brown paper packages tied up with string. Lucy Von Trapp. The other meaning is to wrap up warm, to dress in warm clothes. That's a very wintry phrasal verb. Every time I leave the house at the moment, it's so cold, I have to wrap up warm in a coat and a scarf. Now, number five, let's talk about Christmas Eve, the 24th of December, and the traditions that my family and I have. On Christmas Eve, I like to go out. I like to go out, so I normally go out to the pub with all of my friends in my village. To go out, in this context, means to leave the house to attend a social event. My family, however, prefer to stay in, to stay in. They prefer to remain indoors. Number seven, to end up. So my friends and I, after going to the pub, we usually end up in another local town. And this is the town where I went to school. To end up, in this context, means to finally be in a place or situation. We always start off in my village, but we end up in the neighbouring town. And that brings me on to my next point. Number eight, to bump into. To bump into. I always bump into people that I haven't seen in 10 years. People that I used to go to school with, I bump into them in this neighbouring town. To bump into somebody is to meet somebody that you know without expecting to meet them. And it's one of my favourite traditions because you see these people that you you only see them once a year on Christmas Eve when you all go out to that town, and then you don't see each other for a year. So every year we update each other. I remember two Christmases ago, I told everyone, yeah, I've started this YouTube channel. And then the year after that, like, yeah, we hit 100,000 subscribers. And then this year I get to tell them all that it's still going well. And I love hearing what they're up to as well, because they've taken more traditional career paths. And sometimes I feel quite envious. Now, let's move back to Christmas Day. Number 9 is to fall out with. And this is a Christmas tradition. It's traditional to fall out with your family. Not really in my family, we get on quite well, but in general, people fall out. And to fall out with somebody is to fight, argue, or disagree with somebody, and then for a period of time, be a little bit unfriendly. But don't worry, it's also a Christmas tradition to make up as well. So number 10 is to make up, and to make up is to forgive each other and be friendly after a disagreement. All right, guys, those were the 10 phrasal verbs, and now I'm going to explain to you exactly how to enter into the Lingoda Language Marathon. And this is a last call for the Lingoda Language Marathon. I mentioned it in a previous video, loads of you have signed up, and this is your last chance right now. So Lingoda is an online language academy. I work with them loads. I absolutely love the company. I really, really do. And they've set up this really cool campaign called the Lingoda Language Marathon. If you want to participate in this, hurry, because places are extremely limited. French and German have closed. The closing date is the 28th of December, but I wouldn't wait till then if I were you. I would go for it as soon as you can. Starting on the 1st of January 2018, for the first 3 months of 2018, every single day, you can do a 1 hour Lingoda language class in very, very small groups with real native qualified teachers for free. What's the catch? Well, you commit to paying for those 3 months of language lessons, but if you complete every single lesson, Lingoda refunds the whole lot back to you. So it's extremely important to only sign up if you are completely committed. The people who have signed up already really need and want this opportunity, and they're completely dedicated to completing this marathon. So bear that in mind, you do need to complete every single day. But the first question I asked to Lingoda when they told me this was, what if we miss one day? Well, they've generously given an extra day of give. So if you're ill or you have family commitments, technically you could do 2 lessons on a Monday, nothing on a Tuesday, 2 on a Wednesday, for example. The full language marathon is €189 every month for 3 months. That's €567 in total. At the end of the 3 months, if you've completed all of the days, those €565 are refunded back to you. If you don't feel like you can commit to that entire language marathon, you can also do the half marathon. That is €99 per month for 3 months. And if you complete every day in the half marathon, then Lingoda will refund 50% back to you. So that's a really viable option for some people too. Lingoda have very generously taken away the sign-up fee for my subscribers. It was going to be €5, but now all they need is 50 cents. Make sure you claim this by clicking on the link in the description box and using my code MARATHON3. Sign-ups close on the 28th of December. You won't be charged until the 30th of December. Before then, you can cancel, but afterwards you will have committed to those 3 months of language learning. It's an incredible opportunity. You have the chance to have hours and hours and hours of really high quality English language lessons for free if you participate correctly. Right, that's it from me, guys. I hope you enjoyed the lesson. And to everyone who has decided to participate in the Lingoda Language Marathon, good luck. Let me know how it's going, because I really want you to do well. Don't forget to connect with me on all of my social media. I've got my Facebook, my Instagram, and my Twitter. And I will see you soon for another lesson. Mwah!